It has long been said that New Jersey is a high-tax state. We've seen numerous taxes created when it comes to a point where funding for state spending is lacking. Those taxes are, right, increased. And have you been one of the people in New Jersey who have said that, you know, if New Jersey could tax rain, it could? Your prediction may soon, unfortunately, come true. Oh, really? Our first guest today is here to explain how and why this just might happen. He is the Assemblyman for New Jersey's 24th District, Assemblyman Hal Worth. How are you today, sir?
Good. Thanks for having me, Chris. I appreciate it.
And you can check out this legislation that we're going to be talking about and communicate with Assemblyman Hal Worth, as well as those who are in your specific district. If you're listening on the stream at njledge.state.nj.us, we are talking about A2694, which is a tandem to a bill which has passed in the Senate. And I'm not exaggerating, Assemblyman, this would basically tax rain, would it not?
Hey, Chris, it's literally the rain tax. I know the folks on the other side aisle get angry about it, but I've had the privilege of being the Assemblyman for 10 months here in the 24th District, and every time I think they can't possibly find another thing to tax, they do find something else, and this is literally a rain tax, and not only is it an additional tax, which we already have the highest property taxes in the nation. We constantly rate near the bottom, and with 50 being the worst on our business climate, and this bill will create another expansive new bureaucracy. On top of that, it'll allow them to become a taxing agency and tax either at the local level or the county level. And so it's really absolutely absurd. It is a rain tax, and they can call it whatever they want. Many businesses already pay a great deal of fees to the DEP and have stormwater management in place. This tax will even apply to them. They can tax the businesses that already have set up to handle their rainwater runoff. So it's really absurd. It got out of, I'm on Appropriations Committee and also Telecommunications Utility Committee, and it got out of our committee by a vote of 5-3 with all Republicans voting no.
Now, the proponents are saying that only 5% of New Jersey's waterways meet federal standards for being either fishable, swimmable, or drinkable. So they're seeing this as, you know, an importance to create stormwater utilities. It would give the towns, other entities, the ability to impose fees on places like parking lots and what are called impervious surfaces to fund improvements to failing systems, which have been estimated by some to be almost $15 billion in repair and replacing aging stormwater systems. Is there a legitimate problem that this is just the wrong way to address it?
No question, is a legitimate problem, and everybody is for clean water, and that's always what everybody hangs their hat on when they're pushing for a new tax. They go to extremes, but the state of New Jersey is taking more than enough money from the property owners now in the state, and they ought to figure out how to fund it within the budget. And again, we have MUAs in the towns, municipal utilities in the towns now. We have them on a countywide basis. The other problem I have is starting this whole new bureaucracy with people that are going to be appointed. Why not handle it within the means? I mean, we have obviously state DEP and county health departments and planning boards on the local level, at a county level. And this can be done within the means we have. And like many businesses, newer businesses especially, have already handled this, and the tax can even apply to their impervious surfaces or their parking lots. So it's just, you know, another tax, I think, is just going to be too much. You know, New Jersey took a long time to come out of the recession, and we're still not rocking and rolling like the rest of the country, but there's constantly something being added. Just, you know, similar bill that I've been fighting and opposing is the bag tax. You know, the whole, that's the other thing I've found, there's very little credibility to a lot of the folks who try to pass these new taxes. You know, the worst thing in the world was was the plastic bag, and we're going to tax it, and that'll help out. And now the governor looks like he vetoed that bill, and he's, you know, the main goal is to get rid of the plastic bags completely. So what do they do? The bill's going to allow a 10-cent tax on a paper bag. Well, you just said the whole reason you had to get rid of the plastic was because it was so terrible for the environment. But obviously that's not the real reason. It's strictly about literally taking the folks in New Jersey's last nickel or dime that they have when they're at a supermarket. And this kind of bill goes along the same way. I mean, you're literally taxing rainwater instead of working within our means. And it's just bad for New Jersey when businesses want to expand or relocate here. And they just look at, there's probably been 12 new taxes passed in the last 11 months on everything from Uber to Lyft to corporate taxes to income taxes to vaping. And it's just out of control right now on additional taxes being added to the state that already has the highest taxes in the nation in many categories.
Talking with Assemblyman Hal Worth, Republican for the 24th District, about Bill A2694, which in effect, and if you don't believe me, you can look it up at NJLedge. state.nj.us. It would be a rain tax, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Looking at the language, I'm going to read off of the statement, which basically translates the bill language into actual comprehensible English. Under the bill, a county, municipality, or authority local unit that establishes a stormwater utility is authorized to charge and collect reasonable fees. Now, that's a little vague for my liking.
Yeah, that's what I said on the floor when I testified. Reasonable is a scary. I mean, that, you know, what's reasonable to you or I may be much different to somebody else. And that, to me, that's really an unlimited tax. When you use the word reasonable in the legislation, that is really scary. And I think it'll just be used as a funding mechanism to, fund other projects. There's no even guarantee that this money would be spent as I think that's what frustrates the taxpayers the most in New Jersey. We're all for different causes, but so many times the money is shifted to other purposes. So, yeah, reasonable is probably the scariest word in there. And it also, the other thing, I think the property tax cap that was passed on a bipartisan basis and signed into law, I think has been working. This goes outside the cap, too. There's been other, capital improvements or emergencies that go outside the cap, but this will be another tax outside of the cap, and it's really in addition to property taxes, another increase in the property tax, and it's indisputable that we have the highest property taxes in the nation now, so it's just going to add to that.
We have a little less than a minute left here. What's the timetable for A2694? Where is it in the process, and when is it at least planned or expected to come to the floor?
That I don't know. That's up to the chair of the Speaker of the House now since it passed the committee, so it's not on agenda for this Monday as of yet, but that's up to the speaker, and I imagine they'll move it pretty quickly. And I'm just taking an educated guess. I think it's something that the governor will welcome, because I don't think there's any new taxes that have hit his desk that he hasn't signed yet. So unfortunately, I think it's on its way to becoming law. And I'd ask any of your listeners to reach out and oppose this if they feel that it's not going to be good for the state of New Jersey. Of course, we all want safe water, and there's ways of doing it, and the DEP is highly regulated now. Just you have to fund this from within our means, not put an additional tax burden on the businesses and the homeowners in the state of New Jersey, in my opinion.
And you can voice your opposition or support of that, may be the case, whatever the case may be, to your local assembly member at njleds.state.nj.us. We've been joined this morning by New Jersey's 24th District Assemblyman Hal Worth. Assemblyman, thanks for being here today.
Thanks, Chris. I really appreciate it.